National Drought. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Climate change brings with it many kinds of extreme weather. It isn't just higher temperatures. It is changing patterns of weather and weather events that are rare or even unprecedented. Late October saw drought conditions throughout almost the entire United States. Only Alaska and Kentucky did not have at least moderate drought conditions. The previous 4 months were consistently warmer than normal over a large area of the country. When that period started, about a quarter of the country was at least somewhat dry, but in late October, 87% of the country was dry. Droughts in many parts of the U.S. and in places around the world are becoming more frequent, longer in duration, and more severe. Residents of New York City were urged to start conserving water. This October was the driest October there since record-keeping began in 1869. The upstate reservoirs that supply New York's water were below two-thirds full. They are normally more than three-quarters full in the fall. Even the Southeast, which received huge amounts of rain from Hurricane Helene, was experiencing drought. Not much rain had fallen since that storm, and warmer temperatures mean more evaporation and drier soils. Drought is not just a lack of precipitation. Drought conditions are driven by abnormally high temperatures that remove moisture from the atmosphere and the ground. Whether widespread drought conditions will persist is unknown. If a predicted La Niña condition develops in the tropical Pacific, drought conditions in the southern half of the country could get worse, but the Northeast could see lots of rain and snow. To have nearly the entire country experiencing drought conditions is pretty rare, but unusual weather is becoming the new normal. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.